Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to the Weekly Review, and welcome back to Anime Casuals. I am your host, Lucky, and today we're talking about Violet Evergarden, the movie, not to be mistaken with any of the other movies that I got mistaken with before. But man, dude, I went on a damn emotional roller coaster in this freaking movie. Before we get into that, I just want to kind of explain roughly what the movie's about. If you guys have not watched the movie, I'll just kind of, I'm not going to give away any major plot points or anything like that. So, you know, don't worry about that. But just a little kind of, I guess, refresher into Violet Evergarden, right? At least from where we left off. So some major things have been happening in the background that actually get, they kind of get pretty much tied up in this story, which is really, really cool. Also, if you guys haven't watched Violet Evergarden, like the show, like the actual Netflix series, this has pretty much major spoilers for all of that. I'm gonna try and tiptoe around some stuff, but I still have to spoil a couple of things. So just want to make sure that's very clear. If you haven't watched Violet Evergarden, I highly recommend it. Like, it's probably, for me, it's probably the best, it's pretty close to being the best anime on, like, in terms of, like, Netflix having, like, the rights to something. I mean, I think they hit it out of the park with this, dude. It's absolutely, like, one of the best things that they have on Netflix right now. Anyway, if you guys have ever watched episode 10, it's probably the most famous episode of Violet Evergarden. You've heard me talk about it a lot. This is the episode where Violet travels out to a countryside mansion and writes a letter for an older woman who is pretty ill. And the we usually see the perspective of the daughter, and the daughter is like, oh, you know, why doesn't mommy want to hang out with me? And it turns out that she was writing these letters to her daughter to be delivered to her for the next 50 years, even after the mother has passed away. Anyway, we get to see the continuation. By the way, this all happens in the beginning of the movie. We get to see the continuation of a little bit of a continuation of that story, and that's kind of the overarching story that happens here. But don't worry, we do get flashbacks. We do get to hear what happened to Violet, because we start off in the future. And by the way, one thing I want to really commend Violet Evergarden the movie on is the fact that the flashbacks and the timetable is very, very, it's pretty clear. There were a couple times where I got a little confused, but for good reason, and I can't really say why because it'll spoil it. But for the most part, you understand what time era you're in. So it starts off with us in the future, and we meet the grandchild. Okay, this is going to be very, very confusing. We meet the grandchild of the daughter who received those letters for the next 50 years, right? The grandmother has just passed away, so this, you know, the girl, the little girl who was receiving those letters for the next 50 years, she passed away, and this is the perspective of her granddaughter now. And as she, you know, she actually gets to see the letters that Violet wrote for her grandmother from her great grandmother. You know, she starts to get really, really curious because Auto Memories Dolls, for people that have never watched Violet Evergarden whatsoever, once again, you should watch it. Auto Memories Dolls are Auto Memories Doll. Yeah. Dolls are basically, typically women, but they're basically scribes, and scribes are usually people who write things down for people. Because, you know, in Violet Evergarden's era, not everybody could read or write. So it was common to have a scribe write it down for you, and they would write it down on these typewriters, also known as auto memories. So that was what they or auto memories also. It was up to them to write down feelings, right? Like if you wanted to say something to someone, or just like that example earlier that we were talking about with the mother trying to send letters to her daughter every year for 50 years. all that stuff. So, but now with the invention of the telephone, it is, it's not a commonplace thing. It's not, you know, it's a new age and everything. So it's not a, you know, it's not a common thing. So this, what's her name? Daisy. I believe her name is Daisy. I can't remember off the top of my head. This is the, once again, the granddaughter of the daughter who's receiving those letters every year for 50 years. Anyway, she goes out on an adventure to discover more about Violet Evergarden. As she discovers more, we get to go back in time to see what Violet was up to after the events of the series ends. And I just have to say, man, this has to be... I'm just going to say it right now. I believe that this is the best anime movie I have ever seen. First off, let's just start off with the animation. And, you know, you'll remember from last week that the animation from Violet Evergarden is absolutely top-notch. It's just... It just seems... Okay, this is going to sound... This is going to sound like an underhanded compliment, meaning, like, I'm maybe taking a dig. I maybe am. At Netflix, but... It just seems that they put all their damn anime budget into this anime, because it's just, it looks freaking fantastic. I don't know if that's actually how that works, but either way, the cinematography is absolutely, like, it rivals anything that's on the big screen. And it's just so clever how they, you know, there were a couple times where I would see a scene and it would invoke the emotion, like, right away, without even saying words. That's how important... I think that's kind of understated sometimes, is when they can show you a scene and there's no words around, but you just get it. The cinematography and the animation is just top-notch. Never felt like, you know... And one thing that animation absolutely can, or bad animation can do, is it can get you unimmersed. I've talked about this a lot. This anime is, it just continues on and is absolutely fantastic. And we actually get to see a lot of, what was I going to say? Kind of like callbacks to what, and not in like an annoying way, right? And by the way, if you haven't watched Violet Evergarden for a while, but you have watched it, I actually recommend you can just go into this movie as you are. I haven't watched it, Violet Evergarden, since it maybe came out in like 2018 or 20, and maybe I watched it in 2019 actually. All the flashbacks and stuff were, you know, pretty spot on. I didn't, you know, as they were saying, it was like, oh, I remember that. Oh, I remember this. And they, the storytelling, which is the next part of this, really wowed me, because it was almost like they made this movie for me. Because listen, I haven't watched the movie for a while, so them including these flashbacks in such a subtle way was such a cool way for me to refresh my memory. And I was like, oh, I remember this. And you know, even in the beginning, right, when we talked about the God, I'm gonna get so screwed up with this, the granddaughter of the daughter who received the mails for 50 years after her mother dies, you know, they show some clips from that episode. I'm like, oh, I remember this. So it was really, really cool to see that. But they also make allusions to I'll just say like one other one, the script, when she had to write that script for the playwright. There was just so many examples of that. So it was cool to see, and this is where like world building comes into play. You start to see the impact that Violet has on the world, which is really, really cool. Because sometimes, you know, you get a story and you see them do something, but you don't really get to see like actually what was the aftermath, right? You don't really get to see that. So getting to see the aftermath, and Violet now is, once again, we're going back in time, because you know, Daisy's alive when, you know, nobody's really around anymore. So, you know, we get to see this flashback. I keep calling it a flashback, but it's, you know, it's just a different time period is what I should say. So Violet has gained a lot of notoriety. Remember, she wrote that love letter for the royalty. You know, she's done all the kinds of stuff. In the beginning of the movie, she wrote a, oh, what do you call it? A hymn for the ocean that's apparently pretty popular. I'm not completely sure. So yeah, we get to see that. We get all of the same characters. We have what's this dude's name? Hodgins, the president of the Auto Memories doll company that Violet Evergarden works for, the guy with the red hair. You know, we get the usual people here as well. And actually a nice little close up into some of them. We get to see what happens to, I'm trying to remember her name off the top of my head. I don't think this is her, but excuse me. She is, oh, no, this is a different person. We get to see one of the Otto's Memories dolls that was working there. We see that she is now working for, you know, she had mentioned in the series that she wanted to be a playwright, and, you know, and write scripts and stuff. And so now we know that she's working on, so there's a lot of things in the film that just, you know, come out in full, you know, and they put a nice knot on it. And so, yeah, the story just really, really, it just wowed me how well these people wrote this story, because it really interwove everything. Now, to go along with the story, this movie, I think it might have just hit me at the right time, or, you know, but let me know what you guys think if you ever, you know, get a chance to watch this. I'd love to hear. I've been losing a lot of people in my life lately. So watching this story, there's some stories in here. There's another story that gets to happen in here that almost reminds me of like another, like, it's like, oh, it's like a Violet Evergarden episode, right? Which sounds kind of weird because it's a movie, of course, so it would seem like a continuation, but it just seems like something they could put in an episode. It just, you know, of a young boy who is kind of along the same lines, trying to write letters, you know, before, you know, because he's gravely ill as well. So he wants to tell his family how he feels about them and all that kind of stuff. So it was very, very cool to see, you know, that in there and how well that continues with the main storyline and the latter half of the movie, which I cannot get into because it'll spoil things. But either way, this movie had me, it had me from the beginning, dude. And by the way, this is not a short movie. This is a 2-hour and 20-minute movie. This is probably one of the longest anime movies out there. So, you know, really watching it was just so fantastic, and it really like encapsulated me from the beginning. I'm trying to think of some other key points. Obviously, you know, the characters, we all know them, we all love them. But I have to give some props. So I watched this in English dub, and the voice actors put in some damn work, bro. Especially Violet Evergarden's voice actor. She absolutely killed it when it was, you know, hold on, let me see, English. Let's see if I can get this. So first off, the voice actor of Dietfried, who is Gilbert's brother, if you remember, Dietfried is the guy that was really, really mean to Violet in the series, who, you know, only saw her as a weapon, that kind of stuff. We get to see him actually show a different side of himself, and Keith Silverstein is the voice actor behind him. Freaking love Keith Silverstein, dude. That guy's so, every time I see him, I end up saying really good things about his performance, because he's such a damn good, you know, he's just such a good fucking voice actor, man. But I've never actually heard of this girl before. She's a voice actress of Violet. Her name's Erica Harlicker, and she absolutely destroyed it as Violet. She absolutely destroyed it. It was so crazy how good she was. And, you know, in this movie, you get to see a lot more emotional range from her, which, you know, you'd seen in the Violet Evergarden. But this one, the emotional range is crazy, dude. It's so crazy. It's so good. I just wanted to give them props real quick. Also, big props to Kyle McCarley. He's the voice of President Hodgins. He gets a really cool, some really cool moments in this. But it's just, they really did a good job. Like, I never, you know, in English dub, one of the common things, one of the common reasons why people sometimes don't like it is because some of it just sounds bland. You know, they're trying a little too hard to make the lip flaps, right? They're trying to match it. And sometimes it just doesn't come around very well. This one came around very, very well. It was just so good. So big props to everybody that worked on this. And I'm sure the Japanese, you know, I never doubt the Japanese dub. I just don't do it. It's just so good usually. So anyway, everything about this movie, it was fantastic. And I just wanted to give my rating of Violet Evergarden as a whole instead of just the movie, because the movie really just ties up everything about Violet Evergarden. And even in one thing I want to point out, right, even though it made me cry, it didn't make me feel like I was missing anything afterwards. By the way, nothing wrong with any anime that does that or any movies that do that or anything like that. You know, they definitely have their place. But it was such a weird feeling to feel after the movie was over, where I was like, you know what? Like, it almost... Okay, so I'm a big guy. You guys have probably seen me, you know, in on our YouTube channel and stuff. I'm a big guy, right? Like, I like to eat. You know, but I like to eat past the point where I'm full, where I'm like, I'm sick. This movie made me feel full, but like in a good way, where I could still go for a walk afterwards, where I don't feel like I need to take a nap afterwards. This movie it was just the right amount of everything. And as a series, guess what, guys? I think this is the first one I'm ever going to give out. As a series, Violet Evergarden gets a solid 5 out of 5 stars. That's right. This is the golden standard for my list from now on. So if you ever need like my reference point or anything like that, remember Violet Evergarden, because that is a perfect 5 out of 5. The whole series, obviously, gave the movie a 4.5 out of 5. I never did the series. Maybe that's something I'll do in, you know, later on or something like that. I'm a little emotionally drained right now. I don't know if I can go back to that series right now. The series as a whole, just fantastic, man. I can't recommend it enough. And, you know, I would just say this series is worth the Netflix subscription or whatever trouble you get into by pirating it. Anyway, guys, next week we're going to be talking about Goblin Slayer. I know there's like another Goblin's Crown that came out a while ago. I'm actually gonna be talking about the series. I wanted a reason to like go back into it. I just thought that this would be a good opportunity to just, you know, use you guys as an excuse to go rewatch this thing. It's been a while, and I feel like, you know, maybe I should catch up on some of these older anime. So, oh yeah, we'll be talking about Goblin Slayer next week. But man, dude, this movie freaking hit me in the feels, and I'm gonna be feeling it for the rest of the day. Anyway, guys, remember you can check out All Things Casual at the link tree in the info box down below. Also, if you'd like to email us, you can email us at animecasuals@gmail.com. But as always, guys, don't forget to keep it casual.